very much to everyone.
Okay, thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it. Aaron was the co-chair of the search committee. So I do want to thank everyone as well too. It was a long process, a very rigorous process, very well conducted by K-12. So we also want to thank Molly and Melissa for the tremendous job they did in reaching out to candidates and finding a great number of candidates for the search committee to review and assess and ultimately move forward and recommend to the board. So I think we have some great options for us on the table. And so I guess at this point in time, we can have a motion to move into executive session so that we can have our conversations there. Do we have a motion?
I move we go into executive session.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry, we're back in public. Did everyone hear me? Back in public session 8:18. Can you not hear me? Oh, I have everybody muted. Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Sorry. I was like trying to unmute and it wasn't working. So I move that we continue with the process as discussed in the executive session.
I second that.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, so the vote passes unanimously. Any other new business that anybody wants to discuss or bring forward at this point in time? If not, we can make a motion. Oh,
need to.
Are you good?
I'm muted. Yes.
You're not muted anymore.
I just want us to discuss when are we going to be deciding whether we're going back to school or not.
I think.
Just the when. Not
okay, bye, Melissa. Melissa's leaving. I think I've muted everybody. When are we going to be discussing that at the next board meeting for sure? At least to some degree. And if we need to schedule a follow-on board meeting closer to the date. But one of the things that we had talked about was potentially pushing the board meeting is a week from now, the 18th. Potentially pushing it maybe to Tuesday or Wednesday before Thanksgiving, 24th or 25th, to get us closer to the potential reopening to make a better assessment of health numbers. Does anybody have an issue with pushing the board meeting a week or so, or is the week of Thanksgiving bad for everybody here? I know it's...
Well, the feedback I heard from some people was that if we decide on the 23rd,
which is a Monday.
Maybe too short of a notice for the teachers to come back on the 30th.
Oh, you mean a week out? Mm-hmm. Well, the teachers and hybrid are two different pieces, right? I don't think there's any decision by the board that needs to take place for teachers returning to school, but we do need to make a decision regarding hybrid.
So are what we saying, just so I'm clear, that teachers coming back on the 30th is whether we decide to open school or not on the 7th?
They're not tied to each other.
Okay, so they're coming back on the 30th regardless.
Phase one was teachers come back by the 30th with virtual cafes for staff students. In other words, children on the staff that are school age students that are in Odyssey, and also small groups, B and C setting students during the month of October. So that was all independent of the numbers. The part that phase two, which was bring students back in a hybrid mode and additional virtual cafes, et cetera, were dependent on the numbers.
Elias? You need to unmute Aaron and...
I'm trying to find the unmute button to unmute everybody.
Yeah, just unmute.
Okay, I just unmuted Aaron.
Thank you. Val is muted as
well. Valerie too, and Ken, and Georgia, and Anna Maria. Oh, you're good, okay.
So Elias, I wouldn't move it, I wouldn't push it back beyond the 23rd, because the 23rd gives us 2 weeks.
I think that number one, that the teachers should have already been notified by administration. And if they haven't, they should be. That the board voted on this a while ago, and the board voted on this last month as well, too, based on the recommendations of the reopening committee, that the teachers would report back to school and teach virtually from their classrooms with no students in them.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the December 7th.
Yeah, okay.
The students coming back. I think
so that would be November 23rd.
2 weeks worth of notice, whether we are going back or not. So if you push it from the 18th to, what are we saying, the 25th, that might be less than.
Okay, so we need to be the 23rd, which would be 2 weeks before the 7th.
The latest. The 23rd is the latest, I think. Either we leave it on the 18th.
Any thoughts from anybody on that?
We know, I saw that tomorrow there's a reopening panel, I think, with Governor Carney and some folks. What's the deal with that? I'm being imprecise. I apologize.
I am not sure. I know that yesterday's comments were not received very well by the teachers.
Sorry, I just made a change. You should all be able to unmute yourselves. No?
Yeah.
Okay, so I haven't muted everybody, but now you can all unmute yourselves whenever you want.
Yeah,
but you cut out when you said yesterday's comments were not well received by the teachers, and I didn't hear what you said.
They were not well received because...
What comments?
Governor Carney.
The governor's comments. They were not very nice towards the teachers. And I felt like they were setting up parents against teachers. But anyway... I'm not gonna judge him for that. The numbers are what they are. I don't know what the tomorrow's meeting is gonna be all about. Helen, do you have any more insight?
It's just to talk about what's been going on so far, what were good practices to address some of the concerns that they have heard from the teachers union. Am I muted? I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
It's just to kind of address some of those specific concerns that people had after what was said yesterday. I do know the teachers union sent something to him late last night about their concerns about what was said, but they want to talk about what's worked so far, what's maybe not working, why the metrics changed. That's a big thing that people want to understand, why they changed the metrics. So I believe all of that is supposed to be getting explained tomorrow.
He explained some of that yesterday as well. I can read you something from the Colonial School District via WDEL. Colonial School District officials said there were new concerns a virtual-only approach may be imminent as COVID-19 cases increase across the state and the country. So we're hearing conflicting messages.
Correct, because they started school on Monday. For their lower schools, the high school is not opening because it's too large to do any sort of splits on. So they are seeing some things that are very concerning. So is Christina School District. So all of the school districts that opened, most of them were Monday, started bringing some kids back, very small numbers of kids by grades and things of that sort. And they are seeing some things that are concerning. Some successful, some so not so. So. I think all of that will come out of that meeting tomorrow, or at least is going to attempt to be addressing that tomorrow.
I think we should have the meeting as scheduled, Elias, for whenever the next, on the 18th.
It's a week from now. Yeah, next Wednesday.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people are really anxious about a lot of these issues, and we need to, you know, discuss it.
When are the numbers posted by the state? Aren't they posted every Monday?
Every Monday we get the percentage of from the previous week, but numbers are posted daily, and daily they have been going up. But like on Mondays, you compare week by week by week.
So Monday would give us, the Monday of the 23rd would give us two back-to-back week trends a little bit more closely to the opening than we would if we did it Wednesday.
Correct.
That would be the only thing that I would consider, basically, if we wanted to do that, push it a few days. I think Aaron's not going to be able to attend the 18th anyways. I don't know about everybody else. I don't have a problem moving to Monday.
But not later than the 23rd.
Yeah, I don't think it should be later than the 23rd, because that gives us, even at that date, you can give 2 weeks notice to teachers about the 7th.
Then let's do it 23rd evening.
Does anybody have any objections to Monday evening? Board meeting at 6, is that bad for it?
Just don't include my availability as a component in the decision making, just because I'm
getting. No, I'll just bring that up as a comment, because I know you said you weren't available the 18th.
Right.
That's not going to drive it. But
yeah, I'm just calling out. I don't, it's my in laws. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing the 23rd. So I will try to join if it's that date, but I don't know if I can.
Is anybody against moving it to the 23rd? That gives us 2 weeks of two weekly data points.
So are we saying we're moving just this vote, or are we moving the entire board meeting to the 23rd? Are we having our normal board meeting and then coming back for the vote for reopening? I guess that's what I'm trying to understand.
I think we just move the whole board meeting rather than meet twice. Rather than have everybody get together on two separate occasions and block off an hour or two each day, which is probably what it's going to take. We can run through the board meeting quickly on Monday. And the big things will be reopening, probably.
Okay. Just as wonder.
All right. So we'll move the board meeting to the evening of the 23rd, same time, 6 o'clock. That'll be the Monday before Thanksgiving. So I know it's a travel week for a lot, but I think school is still in session. So we'll do that. I'll let Ricardo know and go from there. And if we need to have any other meetings, we can still hold, maybe we can still keep the 18th on the books as a meeting in case we need to get together to discuss the head of school process. So we'll leave that on there in case we need to get together for anything by then. But we'll change the agenda. We'll move the regular board meeting to Monday.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Any other comments or new business? If not, we'd need a motion to adjourn from someone.
A motion that we adjourn this special meeting.
That's Helen. Do we have a second?
And I second it.
All right, 10 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. All right. Well, meeting adjourned 8:30. Thank you, everybody. Hopefully soon we'll get back to 1 hour board meetings one of these days.
And thank you to all who came out to the food drive today. Thank you. I really appreciate all of you guys.
Yes, do you need any help with that? We got lots of sign up.